Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, Moose Knock, don't give a fuck, Chris Benoit. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor, start the show, brother.
And we're live. It's the Tiny Tight Show for the week of February 5th. I am the now unemployed Mike Batchelor.
Hi, Mike. I'm Zach.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. We're the Tiny Tight Show. We're the wrestling podcast for the ages.
Yes.
That like to blaze among apes and aliens and on Mars and Jupiter and on the moon. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just happened, just going with the flow.
So what you're saying is we're falling into the Brian Kendrick, Paul London type podcast.
Yes, exactly. Illuminati, reptilians.
Yes. Yeah, and the Illuminati are the people responsible for not pushing Daniel Bryan, so I'm convinced of that right now.
Did you see the latest episode of Botchmania?
No, I haven't seen it yet. What went down?
Oh, well, you just made me think of something because they're showing the last two guys in the Rumble. Like, no one likes, this is exactly like politics. No one likes either of these guys, and the shittier guy wins.
Yes. So. Oh, Bautista.
Mr. Botox.
And his skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. So I think we're going to start the show a little differently this week. Instead of maybe like a little warm-up story like we usually do, mm-hmm. Think about maybe doing like a little live performance on the keyboard.
So, absolutely, man.
Yeah, so I don't do this a lot, so I'm kind of nervous. So I'll definitely screw up and there'll be mistakes, but just embrace some mistakes and just
look at the big
picture.
Most podcasts have like sounders for segments. We're the first wrestling podcast to do live sounders.
Live podcast music from moi.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go.
So since we're going with Raw news, let's have a Raw jingle.
No, Raw jingle, you're putting me on the spot. I'm not a big freestyler. Let me just play you a song that I wrote.
Okay.
And see if you like it.
Absolutely.
Okay. In a race car bed, fuck the bottle. All it was for me was a matter of survival. All it was for you was a plea for some sympathy. Kicking me when I'm down, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, when I turn around, kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. Fucking ratchet, you smell like fucking cat shit, but we still fucking on a pissing covered mattress, and we are waiting for your boyfriend to arrive, peeking out the blinds, never mind how I spend my time. You can call me master, between the sheets, killing beats on my feet, now you know my back hurt. She wants to go faster, and I say, girl, even though you're ratchet, I'm just avoiding disaster. Thank you. bed in a race car bed. Fuck the bottle. All it was for me was a matter of survival. All it was for you was a plea for some sympathy. Kicking me when I'm down, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, when I turn around. Kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. Head in a race car bed, fuck the bottle. All it was for me was a matter of survival. All it was for you was a plea for some sympathy. Kicking me when I'm down, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. When I turn around, when I turn around, kicking me, flipping me the bird when I turn around. Yeah, so that's it.
I've got some good news. I was pretty damn good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Barrett.
Yes. Normally, I shit all over everything, but Jerry Lawler telling me off on Monday. What was that?
Yeah, that's stupid. He's like, what was he like? I hope you don't come back next week or something.
Well, maybe next week you won't be here.
Oh, good one, Jerry.
Next week, you're a stupid head. Where does this program go?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it? I hope it doesn't end up with another Jerry the King Lawler in the ring wrestling match, heart attack segment.
At least the match would be short. Knockout. And away you go.
Yeah. But hopefully Cole is not involved in it.
No, I think that's over and done with now. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Raw. They were in panic mode from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, definitely. We're like, whoops. You have to listen to your crowd. You have to listen to your target audience. Your audience.
So it started with Randy Orton just kind of complaining to Trips and Stephanie that him, I shouldn't have to defend my title in the Elimination Chamber. It's not fair.
What do you think about Orton's promos in the last month and a half?
Kind of weak sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. So I find that he has his moments, but he's always a slow starter. Do you find he's always, would you agree on that statement? Yeah.
I think they need to like have one belt instead of the two belts.
Yeah, if you're gonna just call it, yeah, I agree. You changed it. Make a change.
Yes. So then Daniel Bryan comes out and the crowd's going nuts and saying, "Well, everyone's been saying he needs to be in the main event."
It's true. You got a little message there?
What?
You got a little message?
No.
Oh, I heard a little beep.
Oh, that was me.
Oh.
Yeah, so good segment. So Orton versus Daniel Bryan was the main event for Raw. And I guess what Stephanie said that Orton has to fight everyone in the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think what do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk the Elimination Chamber? Or
yeah. Yeah. How they kind of open up. They're trying in panic mode. They're more or less in panic mode. They're just trying to backpedal and.
Well, I think we all agree that's pretty stupid, and they should have learned from the beginning that they should have done something with him. And they can't hold him responsible for a couple bad pay-per-view results in the last fall. So it's obvious that he's over. The crowd's been doing the yeses for so long. So it's about fucking time. About goddamn time.
They wish they could get that reaction for Cena, but Cena's never been accepted in 10 years.
It's not true. I think he's been accepted. It's been too long.
People have always chanted.
Need a change.
People have chanted since day one, Cena sucks.
I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah. But I like what they're doing with the Shield and the Wyatts.
Really? I think it's a little too soon. Don't you think it's a little too soon?
Well, they're just trying to build. They're just trying to stall for a month till they can do the full Bray Wyatt versus Cena, because Cena's kind of mini injured right now.
Yeah, because it was so strange. It was like Bray Wyatt went from a short program with Daniel Bryan to a flash, which was a glimpse. Like what? That was a feud of Cena. What was it? Like 2 minutes?
Yes.
Now he's on the Shield. Like this, I don't know what they're doing. Like you're saying, they're in panic mode or something.
Well, also, like, with the Shield are breaking up, so if they got to do it, they got to do it now, right?
Oh, good point. I think that's probably why they have to do it. Like, you think they would save it for a bigger stage, like a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam, the big Wyatt versus Shield, and there wasn't very any build-up for it. Yeah, so it's just very confusing where they're going with their storylines, how short they are, switching everything up back and forth.
I like what they did with the promos, but the Shield was in the six-man tag, and then the Wyatts did the promo on the screen backstage. And then when the Wyatts were up for their match later on, the Shield did their promo backstage. And Bray Wyatt is like, bring it! I think his line was, I welcome this war, which was a good line.
Yeah, his promos are impeccable.
Yep. We had, was it that match between Titus O'Neil and Zack Ryder getting some TV time?
Yeah, so they want to get Titus over as a bad guy.
Yep.
So have him beat up on Ryder. Where's Ryder been? He's been nowhere, eh?
Just keeping him off TV. Nothing for him.
Yeah, I heard Kurt Hawkins had his first match in a long time.
Yep.
Speaking of Ryder.
Oh, okay. And then what really kind of took me out of that match was Miz comes out of nowhere and complains that Titus O'Neil gets a match on TV and he doesn't.
Miz has had lots of opportunities. Shut up, Miz.
I think what they're doing, I read online that they're going to put Dolph Ziggler and Miz as a tag team.
What would they call them?
The Awesome Show-Offs? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Not one of those again.
Yes. But I think they're going to be the squeaky wheel tag team that are always complaining that they need their shot, and they need their opportunity, and blah, blah, blah. Because
mm-hmm.
Ziggler did that pipe bomb for the internet promo, which supposed to be, it was a really good promo.
I didn't hear it. What did he say?
Oh, just repeating the same stuff over and over, but he like was really passionate about how frustrated he is, and he's still the show off, and he's still going to blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Fans were calling it a pipe bomb, but it was barely even a firecracker.
Mm. Was it a Seattle Seahawk level?
Not so much.
No.
But good for Dolph Ziggler. I guess we should bring up the fans would not shut the fuck up for CM Punk all night.
Yeah, so I guess that wasn't working. Like, has there been any official report on CM Punk yet?
Just what's been reported on the internet that he's gone home and he's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, so there's still rumors that it's because he was going to be booked in a match against Triple H at WrestleMania instead of the main event, mm-hmm. which still seems like a pretty good spot.
Yeah, but I think it's just the direction of the company, what they're doing with Daniel Bryan. He's just fed up.
Maybe, like listen to that crowd. I can picture him in the back. Listen to that crowd, and this is what you're doing. You're just forcing down the fans' throats and everything. I could picture him pulling one of those promos off in the back.
Yep. And either he blows his head off because he's just so angry, like, why do I care? Why do I care? but, no. If he shows up in ROH, that's great for ROH. That's never going to happen, but...
No.
Think of the dream matches, like him and AJ, him and Hiro.
Yeah, but honestly, like, wouldn't you rather see those matches on a bigger stage? It means more. Especially, like, you think ROH can pay this fuel for his bus, his tour bus? No.
Well, Punk saved his money. He's not in for the money.
Yeah, that's a rumor, but he still has a bus.
Yeah. He lives in Chicago. He can wrestle in town. I don't know. I could see him do an indies tour, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it's in March or whatever, whenever ROH comes to town.
Yeah. There you go. Him and Cabana and Wrestling Road Diaries 3.
No, nice. That's a good idea, yeah. That will actually sell. Yeah.
Do Cabana, do Punk, and do Stone Cold.
Let's see if I can get that job. See if I can film that one.
Stone Cold's in the backseat the whole time. Doing this Road Diaries movie for the working man. On the roads, paying those junk gimmicks called bills, always coming in. man. We're doing this for the working man that gets laid off with 900 other people. A little close to home, Steve. He's getting fat, man. I watched him. He was on Arsenio.
Oh, he's a big. He's getting fat.
He looks retired. He finally looks retired.
too many wobbly pops during his podcast.
That's right. He's got the goatee's a little scraggly now. He's growing it out a bit, and he's a little bit more like muscle jacked. But he looks like he's a retired wrestler, which is what he should look like.
Has he had any podcast?
I think he's been taking a break, because even with Jericho, they did like Best Of, and Jericho's only had like 5 episodes. How the hell does Jericho have a Best Of?
Yeah, it must be weird. I don't know. Is this off-season for a podcast or something?
Or, I don't know. Maybe he just has to record a few in a row. That's how a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Yep. But we're written on the schedule every week.
Yeah, it's the year of the tights, guys. It's 2014. Check our Twitter, Tiny Tight Show. Check our Instagram, Tiny Tight Show. Go listen to the podcast with some bomb grass.
That's right. Play some music.
All right, you want to play another song?
Let's give a beat.
Okay. You want?
We'll start freestyling.
Okay.
This is going to be terrible.
Terrible freestyle. Take yes. One. Are you going first or me?
Oh, you go first.
Oh, freestyle about Raw, and we get it on. Daniel Bryan came, and they got a thong, and they're at the therapist. Oh, wait, that was last year. Stone Cold drinking on a beer. Pass the mic over to my man, Batchman. Here he goes, can he do at least a fucking man?
Okay, yo, let me check out my headphones. Let me check out my headphones. Wade Barrett, bad news. Got this in the heart for you. Don't know what I'm saying. No, fuck, I'm terrible at this shit.
Just gotta keep going, man.
Epic fail. Just like TNA's house show buy rates.
TNA, what the fuck are they doing with the world title? You can't have Gunner in the world picture. I can't rhyme, but it don't matter because I do it all the time. AJ and Dixie in the bed, in between the sheets, in between the heat. No, I'm not talking Sunday night velocity. Oh, that worked out great. Okay, and
I got
my...
nothing. I get it.
Oh, one more try.
Okay. I need something. I need a topic.
Wrestling.
No, really?
Brock Lesnar beating up Big Show.
Okay. Brock, why are you hit with the chair? I don't got a flow, man. I can't get my flow to this beat.
Okay, let me try a little faster.
Yeah.
Maybe a little faster.
Ah, there you go. Super kick party, young butts matching pie. Super kick party.
Super kick party.
That's right. Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, Young Bucks, PWG. Listen to that crowd. All drunk motherfuckers. Chuck Taylor.
Ooh, Chuck Taylor. Johnny Gargano.
They were fist. Not anymore.
I hate Chuck. Icarus.
Best
I hate
in the fist. World. No, he's good now. There you go. Here's the Icarus rap.
I don't.
He's not terrible anymore. He's got that tattoo.
Icarus got a day job. Icarus got a day job at the mall. He's a security guard chasing down kids and the skids and the skid marks in the pants, and I can't keep the beat going. Okay, well, one more try. I'm going to change up the tone.
Okay.
So sounds a little different here.
Let's do a Chikara rap, because Chikara's back, baby.
Okay, you can do a Chikara rap. I'll do something. I don't know Chikara as well as you, so.
Okay. We got some Chikara news. National Pro Wrestling Day. Resurrected from the ashes. That's good enough. Oh, shit.
Is it loud?
A little loud.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Okay, it can't be about Chikara, though.
Okay.
It has to be about... you gotta do it in your Stone Cold voice.
Okay, so... I'm gonna do a rap for y'all. A rap for the working man. Going down the road. Faux Sheezy. Give me a hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast. Stone Cold. DGF Doctor in my headphones with Hershey the Wonder Dog for the working man.
For the working man.
Paying bills.
Up and down the road.
Shooting that stuff at the Broken Skull Ranch.
And eating a ranch sandwich.
My ATV's broken again. What the fuck?
The back of the pickup truck.
My ex-wife needs alimony.
And a breast reduction.
That's all I got.
And a breast reduction.
I think I need a gut reduction. Gotta call my buddy.
Breast reduction.
My next guest in the podcast, Tom Dallas Page. Tell me about this yoga shit.
It's a tiny tights show. You're the tights.
Moose Snucks, don't give a fuck.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, that was terrible, but probably entertaining. And we may do more of this. We may not do more of this, depending on. We need some fucking feedback on this shit.
We need feedback, Sergio.
Yes.
Come on,
yes,
Sergio.
Sergio.
We need more feedback.
Yes. We need guests on this show too.
If people are listening to the show and don't know who Sergio is, he is our one listener who's our friend, and we pretend he's our only fan. In fact, he probably is our only fan, our only listener. But it's okay. It's Year of the Tights. It's Year of Sergio.
It's about good times, good friends, geeking out about wrestling, and geeking about other shit.
About keyboards.
That's right. So, Chikara came back on National Pro Wrestling Day. If you watch the videos from the Ashes videos on the Wrestling Is channel, they've been doing all these kind of actually filmed movie-type things leading up to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a lot of production value for, like, indie with no budget.
Yeah.
They're very almost Christopher Nolan style. So, National Pro Wrestling Day, free event. Anybody can go. They streamed the whole thing on YouTube. So, when Chikara died last year... They started all these smaller companies, like Wrestling Is Art, Wrestling Is Heart, basically in all the small towns they used to run. So one by one, all these promotions have been shutting down by this evil army, who are some of the bad guys that have been wrestling in Chikara like, in the past couple years. Like Kazarni even was part of them, Dr. Cube from Kaiju Big Battle, that's one where the guys dress as like giant Godzilla-type monsters and fight. So... at the main event, the entire army of the bad guys came in and had to shut down the show. Then out came Icarus, and the crowd was popping fucking huge, chanting for Chikara. It was an amazing moment with a lot of the Chikara stars, and they had a big brawl, and a big, like, 30-person brawl all over the freaking arena. And everyone's going nuts. It was an amazing moment. 1.3.0, and Archibald Peck showed up in a DeLorean from Back to the Future. Just because, literally, the door is open and there's a fucking DeLorean, and out comes Archibald Peck in 3.0. Because in the Ashes movies, Archibald Peck was in Parts Unknown.
So
in Parts Unknown, time flows differently. So that's the only way they could get back. And they, Icarus made the announcement that Chikara is coming back in May 25th.
Oh, cool.
So, and Jimmy Jacobs has been revealed as the big bad of the army trying to destroy Chikara.
He's the big bad guy?
He's the big bad guy.
Oh.
So, Yeah, like, you don't have to watch the whole Wrestling Is event. Like, I'll give you the timestamp when that actually starts, but just for that 10 minutes, that was fucking amazing. People have been waiting for that moment for, like, a fucking year and a half.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, that's good. I can see your passion, so that's good.
Yes.
Squeaky chairs. We have a third host of the show. His name is Squeaky Chair.
Yes. And we got a fourth host is the cat.
Oh, yeah. Who's third and who's fourth?
I don't know. I think the cat takes better billing. What's up, big boss?
I don't know. I'll argue with my chair.
Cat didn't look too impressed. So, yeah.
We got Antonio Cesaro in the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
We got Swagger being in the doghouse or something. What's going on with that?
I'm calling it right now. Cesaro versus Swagger at WrestleMania. And I think we just found out what Hogan's doing at Mania. He's going to manage Swagger. Calling that right now.
You think Hogan's going to manage Swagger?
Because it's been all but confirmed. Hogan's confirmed that he's going to be at WrestleMania, but he can't wrestle. He can't wrestle. He can't do anything.
Yeah, why would he be back Swagger, though?
Gives him something to do, the Real American thing. Gives his Swagger. Like, if then you'll have, like, Zeb in one corner and then Hogan in the other corner. I don't know.
I didn't think of it that way.
And
I thought of that as pretty low profile for Hogan. I didn't think he'd be agreed to that.
And it actually gives fans a reason to give a shit about Swagger.
Wait, he's going to be good and Cesaro's going to be bad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, like, Zeb's, like, slapping Swagger now, like the tough love thing they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of weird, like, all the tag teams are breaking up because I assume that Cody and Goldust are going to break up.
Yeah, and then Primetime Players.
So what's that leave? 3MB, the Matadors, and who else?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Yeah. Not too many, unless you start making a couple new ones. Like you mentioned, who did you mention? Miz and...
that's a new tag team you can put together. So Miz and the Awesome Show-Offs. You'll still have Xavier Woods and R-Truth.
Ugh,
yeah. It's pretty bad when Tensai is moved to be a commentator on NXT.
You been watching any NXT? I got S-A-W-O-T-S,
Enzo.
He's back.
The sing-off was epic against Big, what's Cass. His cousin? Yeah, Big Cass and Aiden English.
I don't know if I saw the thing off. I saw him confront Aiden English had Enzo Mori in the back, and then Cat interrupted his match, so Cass had to run in the back to go see what was up. And then he got to the back, and Enzo Mori was fine. He's just like, "Yeah, you're just threatening me. You're just threatening me." He was great. That whole segment was great. Those guys are gonna be money. Like, I smell money with Enzo Mori.
I still think they should bring Enzo in as Santino's cousin.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I see that they're putting Santino and Emma together and finally bringing Emma up.
Yeah, Emma had a dance-off on Raw.
Terrible segment.
All the dance segments. How many dance segments? Do you have to have one like every week or something like that?
What's the worst dance move, this or this?
Yeah, I don't know. What is this one? It's kind of like...
That's Emma's. That's her thing. That's what she does.
Yeah. No, I know that. I know. I was just trying to say, what does that look like? Almost like a bird or something?
It's the cobra.
It is the cobra.
She's got two cobras. She's got two cobras.
The dual cobra.
There you go. So twin finishers.
Yeah. So she's British or something?
Australian.
Australian.
Same
accent. Yeah.
Have
you seen her work? Is she good?
She's not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Paige is the one that really needs to come up.
Yeah, she's the one that can really work, right?
Yeah, like the anti-diva.
Mm-hmm. But she still looks like a diva, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like the goth. She's got the goth thing going down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is that.
What else is at NXT? We got Bo Dallas. He's a
Bo Dallas.
He's got this weird gimmick going on. I don't know if he's
Bo Dallas has a bad case of the derps. That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't realize he's a heel.
It's interesting, yeah. I'm not sure if he's like doing it on purpose. I assume he's doing it on purpose just because the way how good Bray Wyatt does his promo. So I assume that he's doing whatever he's doing on purpose. And it's kind of entertaining. It's kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't wait for that live special when the WWE Network launches.
Oh, I didn't hear about what's this live special. Inform me and inform our listeners and Sergio.
They are doing a live special for NXT once on the 24 the streaming part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna do Sami Zayn versus Antonio Cesaro rematch 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh damn! They know how to pick them. That would be a good match.
I'm pretty sure
sorry to cut you off. That's like when the UFC has like prelims before. Or shows free fights on TV before their pay-per-views, and they always pick like the exciting fighters. Mm-hmm. That's what that is right there.
They're also going to do a...
See, that wasn't me. That had to be you.
That one was me. They're also going to do a... I'm pretty sure Adrian Neville versus Bo Dallas in the ladder match.
Ooh.
For the NXT title.
Ooh.
And if anything, that's probably what they put the title on Neville.
I agree. I'd say that's a likely scenario.
Yeah. Probably they'll put Enzo Amore in a nice spotlight.
Enzo Amore, smell money. Smell yeah. money.
I've been watching some of, speaking of NXT, of Sami Callihan, a.k.a. Solomon Crowe's promos, and the promo class that sometimes leak out on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got some potential.
Yeah, I saw some of those. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same ones, but I think I saw some of those too. And yeah, it has potential too. He's got potential. All the indie guys, it's not just that I have a bias towards them. I think that they have more talent because they have more experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guys like Sami Zayn, Sami Callihan, Andrew Neville, they're going to have the upper hand just purely because of experience.
Well, if you go to WWE's website today, they actually have an article about Ring of Honor on the website with interviews from Cesaro, Tyler Black. They interviewed Cabana and Gabe Sapolsky, of all people.
Oh, really?
Right on, boom, front page of WWE.
Wow, that's on there right now?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll check it out. What's the gist of it? Just like roots, history or something?
Just talking about how influential that ROH is.
Mm-hmm.
And just everyone giving their personal memories of it.
Cool, that's right on. I'll check that out.
Yeah. I guess we should talk a little bit about TNA. MVP is the investor, and I think that kind of works. His new theme is really good.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out. I will listen to MVP's theme, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check out the latest episode.
And I like the fact that the Wolves are actually Davey and Eddie. They're using their real names.
Yeah, I've yet to see them on TNA TV. I'm excited to, though. Have they cut any promos? Have they been good?
They've been good. I know their lockdown storyline is going to lead to whoever wins the lock. There's going to be two teams, Team MVP and Team Dixie.
Uh-huh.
So Team MVP, it's about 10% stake in the company.
Ooh. Have they had a match yet, the Wolves?
Yeah.
And who'd they fight?
It's in the spoilers for TNA because they taped a month of TV in Europe because they get huge crowds out there. So
yeah.
Smart. They even taped a pay-per-view. They taped their Joker's Wild pay-per-view over there, too.
Mm-hmm. So who'd they fight? I guess so you haven't seen it, then.
I haven't seen it yet, though. I know James Storm turned heel and Gunnar turned good.
Mm.
So James Storm is on Team Dixie.
They should do something with him.
And Austin Aries turned heel again, and he's on Team Dixie, too.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the internet, Internet wrestling community was pretty confused by that one.
Yeah, I think Rockstar Spud and EMC are gonna start tagging together because now they have matching ring gear.
Oh, nice.
It'd be hilarious to see Spud in the small tight in the tiny tights with the sequins on him.
Oh, it's Spud. I enjoy Spud. What I've seen of Spud, I enjoy him, and I think Derek Bateman doing a better job, doing a pretty good job.
I guess they're going to have a Monsters Ball match between Eric Young and Abyss.
Eric Young? What I miss? What I miss there?
Because Joseph Park turned on Eric Young.
Oh, he did? He knew he was Abyss the whole time? Or?
No, just bringing stuff he didn't want to deal with. And I guess they're going to have a Monsters Ball match between Abyss and Eric Young. So that's where that storyline's going.
That's confusing.
Did you see the photo of Bad Influence dressed as the British Bulldogs?
No.
Oh, it's from an upcoming Throwback Thursday. So they're both wearing the Bulldogs tights, and it was awesome. They have Daniels has a little stuffed Matilda.
Oh, they're great. I love Bad Influence.
Oh, man. Cool. So Total Divas has been renewed. They announced that.
Yeah, we talked about that. Summer Rae joining the cast of Total Divas, so I'm happy. I like that a lot.
Do you think we're going to see any other reality shows on the WWE Network like that?
I hope so, because I love them. I love reality shows.
They should do like an NXT reality show of the guys trying to get on the main roster.
Yeah, or even guys trying to get on NXT or signed by Developmental.
I guarantee they're going to rip off Wrestling Road Diaries and make their own show like that of just them on the road.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
You gotta have it kind of like Total Divas where they're kind of fake and just set up storylines a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What other reality? So let's segue from wrestling. What other reality shows have you been watching?
What have you been watching? You can't ask me all the questions, sir. I can ask you some questions.
I've been watching a lot of... What have I been watching? Just a lot of TV. Like Arrow's been good, really good this season. Banshee's been good. I watched the first two episodes of that new pirate show called Black Sails.
Okay, yeah.
And essentially it's Game of Thrones but pirates.
Right on.
So a lot of nudity, a lot of sex, a lot of plotting, a lot of nobody washing because it was gross back then.
So that's a pirate show. Is there midgets in it, like Game of Thrones?
Not yet, but it takes place like 25 years before Treasure Island. So it's all the characters from Treasure Island, but it's like adult. And Long John Silver and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, interesting. It's not like the Ever After. What's that show in Once Upon a Time?
No, it's more in the serious like Spartacus kind of more adult show kind of vibe.
Yeah, that works, yeah.
And I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed 4, which is a pirate game, so it's been like, ooh, a TV show, but I've been liking.
keep you in the zone, yeah. That's right on.
Yeah, man.
What else? You've had watch any movies?
Saw that movie Frozen. I didn't think it was that great.
That was the animated one.
Yes. It really takes me out of it because it's obvious they're making all these big cartoon musicals now to be made into Broadway musicals.
Oh, okay.
So when people weren't singing is when it was at the best, but I'm just watching, I'm thinking, oh shit, 6-year-old girls are going to eat this shit up.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, didn't they do that in all their, it's Disney, right?
Yeah.
They're singing in most of them, right? They're singing in
not this much.
No.
They're saying like this is like Little Mermaid style big. Like, you know how when you were a kid, Little Mermaid just fucking blew up in terms of cartoons?
Yeah. So it's kind of like, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, you think it's going to be that big? I remember Christmas time, like all the little kids in the family were asking for Frozen shit, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's still there. Like, it's still making money for Disney.
Yeah, well, I remember what I was going to say. It's like those movies where you know that it's made for a video game or that scene is made for a video game. And you're like, oh, fuck, it's just like, this is just for a video game, man.
Yes. What else I've been watching? RoboCop should be opening real soon.
Not my thing.
It's not your thing, but it's one of the... RoboCop is one of those movies that, like, you can't fuck with RoboCop. It's a classic. So you got to go into this knowing this thing is going to be a piece of shit. So if it's not a piece of shit, then no, it's better than I thought it was going to be. It doesn't affect RoboCop at all. RoboCop still exists, and it's still fucking amazing.
It's his own entity.
RoboCop actually still holds up. It's one of those few movies from like when I was a kid that still, like that, Ghostbusters, Gremlins, they're timeless.
See, I haven't gone back and rewatched a lot of those movies, so it would be interesting to give that a shot and go back and watch those again.
Well, maybe that's something we can do. We can segue. Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah.
What else has I been watching that's been good? Is Survivor still on now, or are they done?
No, hopefully they usually start a new season in February, so hopefully we get a new one soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's a good gimmick.
How was that UFC fight with Uriah Faber?
Well, I missed the main event. I fell asleep, but it was I heard
that good was it? I heard he lost.
He lost. Brow. I can't say his name. Some weird name, but Brow. He won. That's the second time Faber's lost to him. So really, don't know where he's going to go with his career. If he wants to be champion or not. Who else fought? Frank Mir fought, Alistair Overeem. And Overeem looked really, really good. He didn't look as bulky as usual, like roidy as usual.
Much
steroids. But he looked leaner. He said he'd been training in Thailand. He looked great. Like, he was punching the shit out of Mir on his feet. Took him to the ground, never really was in any danger of getting submitted by Mir, and that's Mir's big game is submissions, right? Breaking everyone's arm. He broke Antonio Nogueira's arm. He broke Tim Sylvia's arm. So, he did.
Dancing Bear, Tim Sylvia.
Yeah, so after the end of the fight, it looked like Alistair Overeem didn't really even have any damage to him. So that was... nice comeback from him. After he called up Brock Lesnar, he's like, "Yeah, Brock Lesnar, I heard you want to come back to the UFC. Well, I'll be waiting." And he's the guy that originally beat him, and that's Brock Lesnar's last fight in the UFC was against him.
And then he'll punch him in the stomach.
Punched him in the stomach.
Mm.
You know it. Then was one more fight. It was a title fight. It was Jose Aldo versus... Ricardo Lamas. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Ricardo Lamas?
No.
They're 145. So yeah, all the little guys are just getting promoted now. They haven't been really promoted in the past because those weight classes are a little newer. Mm-hmm. And Jose Aldo, now that GSP and Anderson Silva are out of the game, he might be one of the best pound for pound fighters in the game right now at 145.
Yeah, I guess this may be a time where like a lot of new fighters can just step up and become stars now because it's not so saturated because Silva is gone and GSP is gone. And
yeah, well, they're going to have to try to make some new stars because if they want to get some pay-per-view buys, they're just counting on Ronda Rousey right now, Jon Jones. Yeah, it's tough right now. It's probably tough to get some pay-per-view buys.
Get Chuck Liddell off his coke habit and get him back in the ring.
Yeah, there is an interesting fight coming up. It's Rashad Evans versus Daniel Cormier, who is a former heavyweight who dropped down weight to 205, and he was in Strikeforce. He beat Josh Barnett. He beat a lot of top guys, and now he's coming apparently for Jon Jones, but I guess he has to go through Rashad Evans first. But that should be a pretty good fight.
If Dana gets desperate, you know the next championship he's going to create because he's going to create another division, the open weight division, so anybody can fight anybody.
Well, that'd be exciting, but no, probably against like athletic commission stuff like that.
Well, they'll run. It can only be in certain cities where they can actually. But I think that would draw.
Oh yeah, that's always exciting, right?
The real world champion.
I could only see there being. Two more divisions ever added to the UFC would be some sort of like
midget.
No, for the men at least there'd be one, and for the women there'd be one. The men I could see something in between because 205 to 265, that's a big jump, right? So I could see something being 235 to 260 and 205 to 235.
300 is 400 super heavyweight.
Maybe. Okay, so maybe two on the men's side. And for sure, there'll definitely be one more women's weight class because There's already a promotion. Forget what it's called. It's like Invictus or something where they already had it, and UFC bought that, and they have like all these like really tiny girls, like 115 or something like that, 115 pound girls, and they're gonna put them all on a season of The Ultimate Fighter. But all these girls are like the best in the weight division, so it's almost like having a top ten list on The Ultimate Fighter. So that should be pretty good season, and they'll probably be fittest. They'll probably be fit and looking good.
See, I want Freak Show. I want a super heavyweight women's division.
So okay, maybe two on each.
I thought I would get a laugh out of that one.
I just immediately thought of Karma.
There you go. I mean, she needs a job too.
Awesome, Kong.
Like you could fit more room. Like, see, if they really want to maximize their dog, they need to go heavier, guys, because more room to hit more fucking patches and logos and sponsorships.
There was a guy named Tom Kong. His nickname Kong. So Tom Kong Watson, but Joe Rogan was calling him Tom Kong. Tom Kong.
Like, think of, like, because the really fat guys aren't going to want to take their shirts off, so that's all fucking billboard space right there. No selling me. Just no selling me.
No.
Okay, fine then. I guess we should wrap it up on that. So you can send us an email at tinytightshow@gmail.com.
So what was that one more time?
At tinytightshow@gmail.com. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, you know you're not going to email us anyway, Sergio.
Yes, and whoever else is watching and listening, we thank you for listening and watching, and continue to tell your friends.
Don't tell your friends.
Don't tell it.
Well, reverse psychology.
What are you like, Kanye? Don't talk. Don't tell your friends. Don't say a word. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Worst podcast ever. Don't say nothing.
You're the tights. Go check out our Twitter, just Tiny Tight Show. Go check out our Instagram, Tiny Tight Show. You're the tights.
Leave a comment below.
Moose Knock, don't like. Give a fuck. Yeah, don't even like it. Don't like it. I dare you like that. You dislike it.
Just then like that one guy that called us assholes.
Yeah, then you piss on the keyboard.
Yeah. No, you need to use that keyboard.
Put down some wrap or plastic.
There you go. So until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
I'm Zach.
Tiny Tights, aye.
And tights win fights.
Ooh, excuse me. That's a burrito.